Раянама Сричана Чедрутамам Девим Сарсватия Самстоджаям Удирай. Ом Намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Tatvacha kvachid atapodaka nipam vishayam upadavati pana bhojana vyavayadi vyasana lolupaha. What is the word for it? Tatva.
Tatva.
There.
There.
In this phantom place.
In this phantom place.
Cha.
Cha.
Also. Quachit.
Sometimes.
Like the water in a mirage in the desert.
Like the water in a mirage in the desert.
Vishayam. The objects of sense enjoyment.
The objects of sense enjoyment.
Upadavati.
Upadavati.
Runs off.
Runs off.
Pana.
Pana.
To drink.
To drink.
Bhojana.
Bhojana.
To eating.
To eating.
Vyavaya.
Vyavaya.
To sex life.
To sex life.
Adi.
Adi.
And so on.
So on.
Vyasana.
Vyasana.
With addiction.
With addiction.
Lolupa.
Lolupa.
A debauchee.
A debauchee.
Translation and verbal by Isa Bhagavaris A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Sometimes in this house, in the sky, Gandhava Pura, the conditioned soul drinks, eats, and has sex. Being overly attached, he chases after the objects of the senses, just as a deer chases a mirage in the desert. Translation responsibly. Sometimes in this house.
Sometimes in this house.
In the sky.
In the sky.
Gandharapur.
Gandharapur.
The conditioned soul drinks.
The conditioned soul drinks.
Eats and has sex.
Eats and has sex.
Being overly attached.
Being overly attached.
He chases after the objects of the senses.
He chases after the objects of the senses.
Just as a deer.
Just as a deer.
Chases a mirage and
chases a mirage.
There are two worlds, the spiritual and the material. The material world is false like a mirage in the desert. In the desert, animals think that they see water, but actually there is none. Similarly, those who are animalistic try to find peace within the desert of material life. It is repeatedly said in different shastras that there is no pleasure in this material world. Furthermore, even if we agree to live without pleasure, we are not allowed to do so. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that the material world is not only full of misery, sukhaya, but is also temporary, ashashvata. Even if we want to live here amid miseries, material nature will not allow us to do so. It will oblige us to change bodies and enter another atmosphere full of miserable conditions. The material world key?
Jack.
Cheers. Material world is full of problems, and then you die.
drink warm water.
That's a solution for too much electricity. Warm water.
It is helpful. When you get old, these things are necessary. When you're young, you can do anything. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Saritora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So who is speaking here? Jagbharata. Who is he speaking to? Maharaj Rahukana. Very, very powerful part of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to become detached from this material world, you need to study this class. Hands up if you want to become detached from the material world. Then you have to study it carefully. Actually, we see, I've seen many times, I was mentioning this last night, as I mentioned many times. Some of them already struggle in devotional service. Ends up being sometimes struggle. Yeah, everyone struggles to some degree. But I notice sometimes devotees, they come. And the devotees say, can I please have some advice how to lift out of the material world? How to overcome my problems in the material world? But then, I see when you start to speak to the devotees, and you counsel them and ask them questions. One thing I've always noticed over the years is that if devotees are having problems because they're not reading the books, because if you're reading the books, you will have much less problems. Because what do the books tell you? Just read this chapter. This chapter is a powerful chapter. This is a very powerful chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam. If you read this chapter, what does it tell you? You can't enjoy the material world. So if you can't enjoy the material world, why would you put effort and energy into enjoying the material world? Because when devotees come and say they have problems, what's the problem? They're trying to enjoy it, separate from Krishna. Right? Devotees don't come and say, I've got problems, because if you're serving Krishna, you don't have problems. So then devotees don't come and say, oh, you know, I'm struggling, I'm going through. No. If devotees are serving Krishna, they're blissful. You say to the devotee, how are you? They say, I'm blissful. I'm happy. If you're serving Krishna, you're always blissful, happy. Even though the material world may be having problems on top of you. And you may feel like you're in the ocean being smashed by the waves, but still deep down, you feel happy and satisfied because you're serving Krishna. Yeah. So I notice that the devotees who don't read the books, don't make it a regular part. Hearing is also when you listen to lectures. Right? Sometimes I don't read the books, like physically. Yeah, I might not physically pick up the book. You know, I go through periods where it gets very busy. So, you know, I might not just sit down and just read. You know, sometimes it happens. Not all the time. But sometimes it happens like that. I don't read the book, but then you hear. You know, and now these days, we are extremely benefited because technology has become mystic. It's actually mystical power, but it's done in a demoniac way. Because if you look at Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetri, Kuru Kshetri, beginning of Bhagavad Gita, right? Sanjaya is looking at what is taking place in Kuru Kshetri. Where is he sitting? Hastinapur. So Hastinapur is Delhi. How far from Delhi to Kurukshetra? Yeah, 3 quarters as well. Back then, they didn't have cars. So it's not maybe, 200 kilometers, 300 kilometers, something. It's a long way, quite a distance. But he was sitting there. He went into meditation. He could see what was taking place. So we can do that also these days. You can watch live footage of my iPad. Like I can, on my phone right now, I can just go boom, boom, press a few buttons. My iPad, same, potency. But this is the Asuric way, and that is the Sattvic way to do it. That is through like divine power. It's the same thing, basically. You know, we can sit there and watch Kurukshetra now. If there was a battle, we could sit there a while. Junior's like, sit there with some popcorn. This is the same potency. So we are very fortunate now because of this mystic potency, you can listen to lectures anytime. So even if I don't read, but every day I'm listening, hearing. I drive in the car, I drove from the farm to here, last like 1.5 hours. So just listening to different lectures, not lectures, but Prabhupada disciples speaking memories about Prabhupada and learning so much. Right? After many years of following Prabhupada and following his teachings, but I'm learning so much. Things I've never heard before. I heard the other day very striking things that Prabhupada said, getting to know him so much more. So this is because of the mystic potency. So the point is Shravana. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day you have to hear Bhagavata. Whether you read it or hear it, we should do both actually, but at least do one, if not both. So you have to hear it. And then you don't have so many problems. That's what this chapter is for. What is this chapter? If you read this chapter properly, what will happen in your heart? If you read this chapter properly, what will happen in your heart? You become detached. Otherwise, you are mukha. If you read this, how can you remain attached to this world? This world is meant to give you problems. Material world, a key? How does this earth start? Sometimes, in this house in the sky, Gandharvapura. So the house is in the sky. When was the last time you saw a house in the sky? Yeah, you're on Harinam and you look up and it's like, the house is floating. Oh, that's nice. it's like just floating up. It doesn't happen. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he says, the material world is like flowers growing in the sky. When did you see flowers growing in the sky? Right? You go and watch a movie like Avatar. Like if you watch Avatar, one of these movies all the time, right? You see, like there's flowers and these growing in the sky. Yeah, where is that? Maybe some other planet. It's not this planet. You're not going to see like flowers just like floating in the sky. You're not going to see a house floating in the sky. So in other words, it's a figment of the imagination. In other words, thinking you can be happy in this world is a figment of the imagination. It doesn't exist. It's an idea, it's a concept. Abhima. Radharani's so-called husband, what is his name? Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu means mental conception, means he's not actually there. He's an incarnation of Krishna's shadow. He's not there. Shadow's not real. Shadow's just something that's just Abhimanyu is just an Abhima. So to enjoy this material world is Abhima. It's just something in your mind. It's not actually there. Young boy sees young girl sees young boy. Oh, I can enjoy it. No, you can't. You think you can. That's why you get married. And then it becomes disaster. Material world, a key. Greenhouse of life, a key. On the weekend, Prabhu, he gave one seminar. What is it? What is that on the board?
Premedical.
Did you do the seminar? Yeah. Was it good? Was it? I'm asking, is it?
Okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Okay. it was okay. So, why do you give the seminar? To save people's marriages. You know, if you learn some techniques, you can save yourself a lot of problem. Otherwise, if you try to enjoy, you can't enjoy it in this material world. Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he said, marriage is a love triangle. Right? There has to be a third person involved. Right? That's how marriage is successful. If the third person is not involved, it doesn't work. Right? There has to be husband, wife, Krishna. Krishna means also gurus, sadhus, Vaishnavas. Love triangle. Because it's just man and woman. Prabhupada says man is good, woman is good, together they are bad. Prabhupada says. Right? Man is good, woman is good, put them together. Big problem in little China. You'll have a problem, right? So then you have that triangle. Because you just try to have the two of you, you'll drive each other crazy, insane. So therefore you have Krishna there. Right? You keep referring back to him. Because if you have him in the relationship, it can run okay. otherwise it's an abhimana to think you can enjoy this into the world. When I was brahmachari, I was up in, if you go upstairs in Prabhupada's house, the double room. What do we call the double room? Double room. Yeah. Has it got a colour or something? No. Sometimes it's like blue room, green room. We just call it double room. Right? Okay, so anyway, I'm up there in the double room. So I was with my Guru Maharaj. He's holding a small Krishna Goswami. He was sannyasi, I'm brahmachari. So we're there in the room together, just him and me. And there were some grihasthas out on the landing, talking. And these were quite advanced devotees, actually. They weren't like neophyte, they were quite advanced grihasthas. But they were talking about, like, you know, things to do with material world. You know, sannyasi means. And he looked at me and he said, there was no pleasure in this world. He said, because he was listening to the conversation, he said, there was no pleasure in grihastha life. Mary, he said, there was no pleasure. He said, it is a waste of energy. He said that. He said, there is no pleasure. It is a waste of energy. Because that's the reality. That's the reality. And I then, you know, even being his disciple, hearing that instruction, then he told me to get married. Right? He said, go and jump in. You know, burn yourself sufficiently and then come back. That's the nature of the material world. Because some of us need to get it out of our system. That's why Krishna says, Chakuru Banyam Mayashisham. I give you four options. Right? Because not everyone can do just the one option or the two options. You know, brahmachari status, and that's a rare soul option, particularly in Kali Yuga. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in Kali Yuga, Grihastha Ashram is a good position for a Vaishnava. But you've got to make sure it's a love triangle. Grihastha ashram is good. Like, I'm young grihastha, I'm making advancement. You know, it's relatively peaceful. Relatively. Right. So it's relatively good. You know, you make good advancement. There's no problem. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it is a good position, but it must be love triangle. And I know myself in my own marriage, right? When it's triangle, right? Okay, no problem. Peaceful. But when it's just man is good, woman is good, together they're bad, it's just a two of you, a problem. Because it just becomes a clash of ego. And then when it's just a clash of ego, then good luck. You're just dealing with the material energy. So it says here, sometimes in this house in the sky, the Gandharva, it's just an illusion. Material happiness is an illusion. Right? If you go further into the purport, Prabhupada quotes Krishna. When you come to the material world, how do you get here? What's the route or the road? Right? Say we started off in Goloka. Right? If we're in Goloka Vrindavan, how do we get here? You came through Vaikuntha. Right? And then when you go through the Brahmajyoti or the Parabhyoma or the river Viraja, right? So you cause them to cross, right? And then you hit the elements, right? The eight mahabhutas. Right? Begins with ahankar, right? Then intelligence, then mind. That's the root in, right? And then you go through ether and the air and fire and water and earth. And then by the time you pass through it all, you have this material body, right? You have the mind, you have all the subtle body, so the whole package covers you when you enter in. Right? But as you come in, there's a signpost. Do you remember the signpost? Do you remember? Right? We all forgot. But there was a big sign on the way in. It said, Dukalaya Ashashvatam. Welcome. Have a nice day. Enjoy. And there's a little Coca-Cola says, enjoy. What's Coke's motto? Enjoy. But they didn't give you the rest of it. Right? The first part is Dukalaya Ashashvatam. Right? Dukalaya, it'll give you suffering. Ashashvatam, it is temporary. Enjoy it. That's the mentality of the material world. Because Coke, if you drink Coke, do some YouTube search on Coke. You don't have to, I'm just saying. Get Coke, right? Right? You put your tooth in, you know, when your tooth falls out, put it in a glass of Coke. It might not be there in the morning. Coke is actually acid. Coke is good for cleaning grease off your garage floor. So if it cleans grease off your garage floor, or unblocks drains, imagine what it's doing inside there. Imagine. You gotta get your Coke, yeah. Enjoy. What's going on? No? Dukalaya. Duka means suffering. Right? Coke is suffering. Drink, suffering. Ashashvatam means temporary. It means the digestion, which is good, becomes proper. Temporary. This is the nature of the material world. So as we came into the material world, Krishna put up a big sign for us. Dukalaya Ashashvatam, have a good time. Right? It is suffering, it is temporary, but enjoy yourself. So that's the material world. So it's Gandharvapur, it's just a figment of your imagination. It is not real. You cannot enjoy hearing this material world. Like Guru Maharaj said, it's a waste of energy. He said there is no happiness. Right? So then if we go through if we continue the verse, the conditioned soul drinks, eats, and has sex. Prabhupada once said, the conditioned soul came to the material world for two reasons: to enjoy illicit sex and to eat meat. That's why everyone comes here. Right? I was in a group near our farm. They had like a tourism group which they formed to promote tourism. So they asked us to be a part of it because we're in that area. So I went to some of the meetings. So, you know, they're all sitting there and they're all, you know, they're in accommodation and wineries and cafes. And, you know, they want to promote more people coming in. So it's beneficial for us. More people come, they don't want to Hare Krishna Valley. But they, you know, I was sitting with them and they basically said, we just want people to come here, right, just so they can drink and eat meat. That's more or less what they said. Because we have really good meat here and we have really good alcohol. So that's basically what everyone does in the Centura world. That's what people can do in the Centura world. People need to come here to learn about Krishna. So, you know, sometimes we get a little depressed or a little frustrated or, you know, why aren't more people joining the movement? People need to come to the Centura world to join the Hare Krishna movement. If you wanted to join the Hare Krishna movement, you would have stopped at the sign on the way in. Dukalaya Ashashvatam, do a U-turn. They would have gone back to the walk-up. Right. They didn't come here, they came here to forget Krishna. And what is our job? Now we have to wake them up. Lord Chaitanya said, Jijago, Gora Chandra Pole. Lord Chaitanya said, Jijago, wake up. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called? Maya. We have to sleep you on the lap, very comfortably. Don't disturb me, I'm happy. Yeah? We know the famous story. Indra fell down, became the pig, offended Brihaspati, okay, become a pig, right? And then Brahman came down, Hare Baba, what are you doing? Come back. And then what happened? Indra said, no, it's okay. It's okay, I've got my wife, my fat wife. Right? I'm happy with my fat wife, right? I'm happy with my three kids, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Right. My fat little kids. Okay. I'm in school. Hey, Leave me alone. Don't touch me. Brahma said, come on, what are you doing? Look at this. This is tomorrow. Giving darshan tomorrow. Right? Then the farmer comes with a knife. He says, oh, okay. I'll come back, I'll be injured. This is the nature of the material world. We came here to forget Krishna. Maya is expert at making you forget Krishna. She can make you forget Krishna like that. She does it to me every day. Maya can bewilder us like that. She's so powerful. I'll just make you forget Krishna. She can do that. She can take any of us away from devotional service. Right? Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Radha Krishna are being merciful upon us, they're not letting Maya do like the full pose. Because she can take any of us anytime. She can take me like that if she wants to. Right? She's much more powerful. Prabhupada once said, if I have one criticism of my disciples, they do not fear Maya enough. Right? We have to fear. And you know the story Prabhupada was praying. He said, Prabhupada, what are you praying for? He said, I'm praying that I do not fall down from Maya. And I said, Prabhupada, you just said in the class you cannot fall down. He said, yes, because I'm always praying. Do not let me fall down. Krishna protect me. So we have to pray about the way to be serious. Because I know for myself, it's only by mercy, kripa, that I'm able to practice devotional service. Otherwise, Maya can easily take people. She's too powerful. So it says here, being overly attached, people chase the objects of the senses just as a deer chases a mirage in the desert. That's the nature of the material world. Actually, it's interesting. Guru Jampuru said in a class many years ago, but it struck me. The conditioned soul actually becomes attached to suffering. People enjoy suffering, they actually become attached. They go back to it. That is called pramata. Just like you know, Prabhupada was in Sydney. He was driving down the road. There's that suburb in Sydney called Paramata. Prabhupada told the son, he said, what is that? And I said, Paramata, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, pramata. Insanity. And if you go there, it's like that. Paramata is like that. That western side of Sydney is quite a crazy place. So, Prabhupada said, pramata. This is madness, right? We chase, like when you're chasing a mirage in the desert, you're mad. There's nothing there, but you just keep running on and on. When I get there, I'll be happy. When I get there, I'll be happy. And we keep going back to suffering in this material world. Even though we're suffering, we keep going back to it. Oh, we can work it out. We can be happy. The Beatles told us, we can work it out. We can work it out. It is like the motto of the material world. We can work it out. We just haven't done it properly yet. We can be happy. Right? Now they're telling us, you know, who's the richest man in the world now? No, Elon Musk. Elon Musk became the richest man last year. Late last year, early this year. He overtook everyone. Elon Musk. Yeah, Jeff Bezos was. Yeah, but then Elon Musk surpassed him. So Elon, he has some good sentiments. You know, and one of his sentiments is the world is overpopulated. So we've got to get to Mars so we can repopulate. he's building his own rocket ships and everything. Like, it's all happening. So we'll see what happens. But what's the mentality? Okay, it's not working here. We can work it out. We can work, don't worry, we'll work it out. That's everyone's motto in the truth. Oh, we're not happy here, we'll just go to Mars and then we'll all be happy. It's like, you think it's going to be better on Mars? Right? They're going to have to build like big, domes. And we all live in something. Who wants to live inside a dome? Who wants to live inside a dome? You know, you can run around the dome. Like when COVID happened, last year, or year ago, that's when it started. So 2020 when they won't get anything out. Yeah. What year is that?
21.
So last year, you know, when everything locked down, I met one devotee, Nanda brought him to that retreat at the farm a few months ago. One of those boys. So whenever he locked out, he was in India, in Varanasi, I think he was there. And they said to him, he was in an ashram, and they said, we're going to lock the ashram, quite a big ashram, a few acres. We're going to lock it. So make your decision now, are you staying? Because if you stay, you'll be here for months, or you go out and you do what you want. So he said, okay, I'll stay, because obviously he couldn't get back to Australia quickly. So he stayed. So he told me he's locked in the ashram, a few acres. You know, this big wall, and he said he would do laps on the roof. You know, up on the, you just run up and down for exercise. So that's it. Just run, okay, turn around, run back. Okay, turn around, run back. Okay, turn around. It's not very pleasant. Yeah. But that's what people think. Oh, you know, that's not where people do that, but you can't enjoy it in the material world. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is teaching us. Only foolish people think they can enjoy it. So in the Purport, Prabhupada says, we try to find peace within the desert of material life. Prabhupada would say this. He was quoting, I think it was Prabhupada on the Saraswati once again. Family, friends, and society, Prabhupada on the Saraswati Thakur says, we think we can get happiness with family, with friends, and with society. So how is that going for everyone so far? What's your family like? I mean, if your family are devotees and they're thick, so okay, it's probably different. And even that, I would suggest it's probably not perfect. You know, unless you've worked out a way to make it really good, which means you have to be very Christian conscious. But generally, people take shelter of family, but most of the don't know their families are disasters. Not their like devotional family, but outside. There's so many problems and pressures. And then friendship. It's hard to get real friends in this material world. Right? It's hard to get a real friend. Right? Someone who you can really admire. I was speaking to someone yesterday actually, and he said, I can only trust in this planet that many people. No more than that. And I said to him, yeah, it's like that. But actually it's not like that for me. You know, I've got so many people I can trust, right? And they're devotees. Right? I've got people I can trust, right? Many, 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 many I can trust. Right? It's rare in this material world to find people you can actually trust, right? Because the non-devotees, they will always turn on each other. Prabhupada said actually they had no good qualities. No good qualities. He said in the Jhumna song, he said no, the non-devotees had no good qualities. He just knew the son was looking. He's very young devotee. He just looked at Prabhupada's son. And Prabhupada said, do you understand? He just looked at Prabhupada's son. Prabhupada said again, do you understand? What does it mean that non-devotees have no good qualities? Of course, non-devotees have good qualities. They're not all just bad demons. But if you stay only on the material platform, your good qualities eventually they will disappear by association. And then you'll develop negative qualities. But for a devotee, the good qualities can increase and increase and increase, become more purified, actually. So unless you're connected to the bhakti shakti, to the daivi prakriti, the internal potency, then you will have problems. So real friends are only devotees. Devotees are your real friends. They're actually your family. They're actually your society, your social network. Right? Otherwise, the non-devotees, they just cause problems. Okay? Non-devotee problems. I tell you, you problems. So, Prabhupada says, it is repeatedly said in different shastras that there is no pleasure in this material world. That's why we have to read. That's why we have to hear every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that's the program. Because you have to hear all the time. You can't enjoy hearing. Otherwise, you hear it. It actually says people become detached in three places. Where are the three places you become detached? The crematorium. Right? So if someone you know or you love is on fire, right? Just like now in India, big problem. Now they kind of keep up with the cremations, that's when you become detached. But if someone's at the funeral, everyone becomes detached. They become reflective. And you hear everyone starting to talk reflective. We talk about this every day. When they get to the funeral, everyone starts, life is actually temporary. Whenever you go to a funeral, I see my family members, my grandmother passed away or something, and then I go, family members you haven't seen for a number of years. And life is so temporary, we have to spend more time together. And I'm always like, no problem, but nothing happens. Everyone leaves the funeral, 1 week later they forget everything. I'll come and visit you. I haven't seen you for 10 years. And they don't want to say, because everyone becomes reflective at the crematorium. What's the other place you become detached? Yeah, the hospital. You go into the hospital, people become detached. And some people are suffering so much. There's so much suffering. So you become detached when you're in the hospital. Or you're in the old person's home. I went to see my grandmother 15 years ago. I think the old person's home. I remember walking out just feeling detached. These people are suffering. There's horrible suffering. And the material body, just when it gets old, it can, if you don't look after it, then when you get older, you can really cause a lot of suffering. So you become detached in the hospital, at the funeral, and? In the Bhagavatam class. This is the other place you become detached. We're all detached right now, aren't we? But when we walk out, what will happen with the rest of the day? You go on Harinam, and then you're chanting down the street, you look up, and there's a big billboard, and then Maya hits your consciousness. Even in the Harinam, you can become affected. And material energy is very powerful. You have to take shelter of daily prakriti. That's a process, actually. That's a process. Because at the moment, we're in two prakritis. We're in Mahamaya and the internal potency simultaneously. Part of us is in the internal potency. We're attracted to Krishna. But there's another part of us that's still very attracted to the other side as well. So it takes time to become purified, to become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So then, Prabhupada says, as we go further into the purport, the material world will oblige us to change bodies and enter another atmosphere full of miserable conditions. So people think like that. If I go to a different planet, I'll be happy. If I go to a different country, I'll be happy. If I go to a different temple, I'll be happy. Prabhupada said, it's a Bengali saying, even if you go to Swaga, Swaga means heavenly planet. It's nice there. It's nice there. And so, the weather's good all the time. The fruits never go off. You don't get like bad bananas or. Swaga is good, but it's first class. Right? But it says, there's one big guy saying, even if you go to Swaga, your forehead gets there before you. Right? So your forehead, whenever you walk into a room, it gets there before you. Right? In other words, your karma is already there when you get there. If you go to Swaga, it's not perfect. Sometimes the demons attack. Everyone's Swaga is just relaxed. If you do some judges in the morning, they're all devotees. Everyone wears tilak, and they do judges in the morning, it's nice. But then the rest of the day, you can just cruise. There's not much going on, just, what's for lunch? Do you want to go for a swim? It's like being on holiday, perpetually. But then, imagine you're there, and the next thing you just see this dark cloud coming. Right? And the Asuras have decided to rally into attack. And then it's, so even there it's not perfect. That's the nature of the material world. So we have to become serious. There's only one answer to everything. Prabhupada says, go back home. Back to God. That's it. If you get there, then the problem is solved. Otherwise, everything here will be problems. TK? Okay. Any questions or comments about the material world again? Any questions, comments, anyone? Anyone in cyberware? Yes, cool.
Seeing the COVID situation and any see people trying to make money out of dead bodies even while cremation. In fact, a lot of devotees have difficulties while cremating their parents.
Because they're charging a lot.
Well, sometimes they charge and they don't even let them in, so they're cheap. So people are, why people in holy land have become like this, and what's the cause of all? Because people here, they might be new leaders, but I see people who are good, they're honest at least,
yeah,
to a certain extent.
Mm. It's a very nice question, very good point. Okay, so everybody heard the question. How come this is so important?
So, the question is very good. Everyone heard the question. Sorry, just what I was going to say off the top. So I'm just trying to find it in the data. What are they called? Database or the memory bank or what are they called?
I don't know. In the cloud.
In the cloud, yeah.
It's close.
In the cloud. Yeah, I had what I was going to say. For some reason, Krishna's lifted it out. I'm just trying to re-find it again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but one thing is that
Chanakya says, okay, now I remember what I was going to say. One thing Chanakya says is that poverty breeds all bad qualities. Okay, so this is one important thing, because in India, there is severe mismanagement. And like you said in the West, even like the mediators and all this thing, but people, there's more trust in the West. I'm generalizing it. You know, especially down at the farm, we deal with a lot of country people. Generally, they're very nice to deal with. People don't try to group you off. No, I mean, a little bit, but not, you know, it's not. But in India, you're just on guard all the time. You know, everyone's trying to group you off constantly. So a lot of that's because of poverty. Why is the poverty there? Because the leadership is useless. Right? Was there poverty in Yudhishthira's rule? You know, you've got people like Yudhishthira, that kind of caliber. You need someone like that to rule India. The India's a special place. You really need that powerful. You know, Modi's doing something. Now, but then, if you look around the back, there's some other stuff there that's not very good either. So, there should not be poverty. That can be abolished by a good leader. Right, so then people don't have to get into this mood of like, you know, everyone's ripping everyone off. It just creates like negative qualities. So that's one thing. The other point is that my Guru Maharaj, he said this many years ago. Actually, Prabhupada said, India is the home of Dharma. There's no spiritually more progressed place on the planet. I think everyone will agree. Even most people on the planet will agree. It's the most spiritually evolved place. But if you're living there and you're neglecting Krishna's teachings, you know, you're not like, you know, everyone says, Gita, Ma, Gita, I will tell you Gita, Ma. I've been on trains in India many times, and people are like, Gita, They say, in the Gita. And when they say it, I say, where does Krishna say that? Seriously. Like sometimes he doesn't even say it. Or they just take one line. Do your duty. Yeah, he says do your duty, but before he says it, he says, but give the results to me. Right. So it's like I don't want to quote one little part. So if you're in the home of Dharma, you're neglecting Dharma, then the reaction is becoming worse. Like, you know, the Western people, at least they don't know. So yeah, the karma's coming. But then you're in the place of Dharma, you're rejecting, not even following the teachings, and the reactions are much more severe. So this is also causing the population to suffer more, because India suffers more in general. I mean, life is not. Yeah, if you want to go, you only go there for spirituality, for tapasya, actually. It's the land of tapasya. It's not the land of enjoyment. Yeah, nothing works. Yeah, I was there in 1999 at Chalapati. I was speaking to Radha Krishna Prabhu. He was the temple president at the time, like, you know, one of the temple presidents. So I was speaking to Prabhu. And it was 1 month, I think, before Y2K. You know, before. So the whole world's a little worried about Y2K. I said, Prabhu, what will you do with Y2K? He said, it is Y2K every day. So what's going to change? Everything's going to fall apart. It is already. It's chaos. Right. So nothing's going to change. So it doesn't have to be like that. If they follow Krishna's teachings and if they follow Dharma, if they live more simply as they're supposed to, practice tapasya as they're supposed to, serve Krishna as they're supposed to, the place will run very efficiently. Srila Prabhupada said India will always be 50 years behind the West. Why? Because it's not meant for that. It's not meant for material. It doesn't work. Materially, it doesn't work. Right? If you want a good thing, you go to America or Australia or something, and just flowers like, you know, India doesn't work like that. China works like that. China's open. You know, it's like, you know, Ram Charanpuru lives there normally. He told me it's like, you know, trains bang on time. 300 kilometer an hour trains. They're there, and then they're gone. Like they're on time, but you know the limit they're coming. You know, India's like, you know, you're sitting there for like. You know, one time we were going to Puri from Calcutta. We got to Howrah, and I had a group of devotees, 10 devotees. So we got there, and we were going to get on the train, and they said, oh, no, this train is being cancelled. And I said, what are you talking? They said, it is the same, it is the train which is going to Puri, but it is a different train, so it is not your train. So it's on the same platform, it's going to the same place, and you can't get on it because it's not your train, you changed the train. So I'm just like looking at the guy. So obviously it's going to come down the way, you know. So he goes, go and speak to the head office. So I went up to the head office, I explained the situation. He said, no, you can't get on that train. You know, same thing, it's obviously going to be. So I walk back down, the conductor's standing there, like, you know, very, you know. I just walk past him. I just said, everyone on the train now, the whole group. So we all just go on the train and say, you cannot sit here. I said, we're not getting off. Right? So the train starts moving, and then he comes up and goes, okay, show me your tickets. Show me your tickets. You just went to sleep, and we got there. It's like, what is that? Yeah, you won't get that in Flinders Street, or yet. I mean, it will happen in the future. You know, Australia will become like that in the future, but after the company progresses. So yeah, it's a teenage company. You know, if you neglect the arm, then things become chaos. My dad's on. Yes. We're seeing Kali Yuga. What we're seeing is the aggregate reaction. I watched a documentary about a month ago called Seaspiracy. Have you heard of it? Okay, so it's you could consider watching it because it really shows, and there's another one called Cowspiracy. Have you seen that one? Okay, so these two, Seaspiracy, Cowspiracy, when you watch it, you understand what's actually going on in Kali Yuga and how quickly Kali Yuga is going to escalate. And Prabhupada was 100% right. Even yesterday I was listening to Prabhupada and he said, cows, because you kill the cows. Right? That's what's the whole thing. And now what's going on in the ocean, they're killing the fish at a rate where if they keep eating the amount of fish they're eating, by 2048 the oceans are empty. And when the oceans are empty of fish, the more empty they become, the fish get the whole balance of the ecosystem. And global warming, the carbon, is mainly regulated by the ocean. So if the ocean becomes in balance, which it is, it throws the whole ecosystem of the planet out. And we're basically going to see in our lifetime, the whole ecosystem's going wrong. Unless they stop radically and quickly, which I don't think they're going to. So we're actually going to see the intense effects of Kali Yuga, I would say, in the next 30 years. So enjoy yourself. And we're already seeing that. Like, you know, every year I go to the Holy Dharma, I didn't miss 23 years going to the Holy Dharma every year. I can't go this year, I can't. I couldn't go last year, I might not be able to go next year. This is the heavy stuff. But we can't even just go to our place of pilgrimage and serve the heavy. It's testing all of us, it's testing me a lot. You know, not to be able to just go about that one month and just like full absorption. You know, it means you have to go so much deeper in your Krishna consciousness. And this, things aren't going to change. Like, the problems we're seeing right now, they're going to increase in the next couple of decades, like, quite seriously. So all of us have to go in very, like, deep. TK? Enjoy yourselves. Yeah. We ignore the sign on the way in, that's the problem. So, Prabhuji, please. When you take your microphone. If you don't take it, don't you take your microphone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Come on, and I'll say it. Even though we want to follow rules and regulations and follow Dharma, but as long as we're living this material world, not even material world, but the second which is given to us by materialistic people, we will still suffer, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like Prabhupada said, farming communities. There's a reason why he said farming communities.
Yeah, and the farming communities generally are not functioning highly, so.
I mean, this is the setup given to us by demoniac people, and we follow their rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And we try to make it on their rules.
Yeah.
And then we call them he.
Yeah.
So even while I'm practicing my spiritual life, I still have to go and work.
In an intense situation.
And then I come back and I have to unwind and purify and go to sleep. And
yeah.
So yeah, with essentially, I'm trying to apply the devotional life in
not ideal.
Yeah, Prabhupada said, in terms of that, in terms of because most of our grihasthas, right, few are brahmacharis, right, so you know, but most are not. If you look at the community in Melbourne, like what's the percentage of brahmachari? 1% maybe. Yeah, I don't know. 1%, you know, the grade was 10% or 20%, it's not, it's 1% or 2% or whatever it is. So, Griha means, first it's going to be Grihasthas, and then Grihasthas means Mula, right? No money, no Grihasthas. Right? Otherwise, what are you going to do with the kids? Oh, we need something to eat. Oh, so, yeah, Grihasthas. So then Prabhupada said, the Grihasthas have to form businesses together, because then you don't have to work with the non-devotees. Like in England, the devotees have a cheesecake business. So they make cheesecakes, they just sell cheesecakes, and it employs about 6 families. Great, great idea. Restaurants, which are in distribution, all the rest. Okay, devotees don't want to start work. Yeah, of course it's hard work, because the children want to start work. But that was Prabhupada's idea. The devotees form, and then you don't have to deal with them, because, you know, as soon as you get out, it's hard enough just being here, surrounded by it, but when you're dealing with it, your job in particular, yeah, what's the point? And this is not easy because, you know, good salary, good payoff at the end, money that, you know, you know. So, you know, you kind of like, it's a catch-22 situation, right? It's not a favorable situation for Krishna consciousness, and yet, you know, the system like that, so it's very, very difficult. So, you know, devotees, they have to, we have to develop devotee businesses. We have so much work to do. I mean, we've done so much, but there's so much more to do. We should be able to employ every grihasa. We should be able to. But that's just a challenge for us. We have to develop more and more ideas and things. There's no answer, so this is it. Yeah, because if you're living in this society, we're products of the society. Why aren't the farms working? Yeah, Hare Krishna Valley is, it's a beautiful property. It's a good preaching facility. There's a little bit of fruit production. Cows are protected very nicely. There's many, many positive things. It's nowhere near self-sufficient. Nowhere near self-sufficient. Like Bodhi say to me sometimes, oh, if there's problems in the world, we'll all come to the farm. What are you going to eat at the farm? We've got a paddock full of pumpkins. What are we going to do? 1,000 Bodhis go to one. We get one pumpkin each. And then what? You know, seriously. You know. So the problem is that because we're all conditioned, even if you go to Wada, you know, devotees have that eco village, right? It's beautiful. They go very progressive, very best. But if you go to the fields, right, it's not the devotees working in the fields or milking the cows, it's the local people. Because we've all been brought up in the cities, and then we suddenly are now going around a farm. Even me, when I get there, I'm like, yeah, money grew for it or something. Because, you know, he grew up on a farm, I don't know what to do. You know, I have to learn it and do it. And so, you know, I just use my skills, which is to bring people there and to teach them about Krishna. But, and if you look at, like, the eco-villages, government and whatever. But the brahmacharis are doing that. They're preaching and studying and all that. They're not out there doing the actual. So it's kind of a different situation. Because we've all grown up in a particular way, you know, downtown Mumbai. And they have to live self-sufficiently. It's like, the Kali Yuga is a difficult thing to do. That's why, you see, Prabhupada had the ideas of the farms. Now we have 65 of them or so around the planet. But how many are really, you know, going towards what we call something like self-sufficiency? You've probably got the Eco Village, you've got the one in Hungary, and there's several others. Not massively progressed. And then, you know, Brazil has one, which, you know, maybe close, and then I think Ukraine may have one, so. But out of the 65, it's probably 10 which are close, the rest of them, it's a lot of work. Interesting. And interesting, Prabhupada said the final, I was listening the other day, he said in 77, and we all know he said, my final contribution is Vanashram. And then actually, just one devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what does that mean? What were you? He said, I will go to Gitanagari, I will sit down, and I will teach you how to live simply. So Prabhupada was just going to sit down and say, okay, go out and do this, go out and do that, go out and do that. Teach you how to live simply. Grow your own fruit. That's basically Vanashram. Yeah, Kali is being jealous. And I've actually been speaking to a few devotees, because I've been talking to a few devotees, that we've got this idea, and I think this is what we should do. We should buy another large plot of land and greenhouses fired together, like, and build places and build like a little community and work with that farm. Out the farm we've already got to produce some self-sufficiency. I think we really should do that very seriously, because things are going to crumble in this society, and maybe even very soon, maybe in the next 30 years. And we're not ready. We're not ready, so we'll see.
This Prabhupada disciple who lives in Sydney is building a community over there with land, houses and stuff, which is more Vedic style.
What's the name?
Forgot his name. It's Dharma Sam.
Okay.
He is Prabhupada disciple actually. Yeah. So yeah, he's doing that.
Yeah, we wish everyone the full success. Any other question? Yeah.
Thank you for the nice class, Prabhuji.
You're welcome.
My question is that when we hear that the material world is very bad, like this and that, we lose our enthusiasm in doing stuff like studies and classes. So how do we
Very good question. Very good question. For you, you are more fortunate than the other kids at your school because you're a devotee. So you have, because the only way that we can solve the problems of the world is by making everyone devotees. Right? So everyone becomes devotee, like all the kids in your school were devotees. And then everyone just eats prasadam all the time, and at lunchtime everyone does harinam, the world would be very nice. So we just have to, because you're already in a good situation, you have to learn about Krishna and help other people become devotees, and that will solve the problems. Does that help? That is. Because, yeah, what else do we have? Do your studies nicely. Concentrate on both things, because you need material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. So concentrate on both. Don't put all your effort just into school. Maybe your parents will be angry or saying this, I don't know. But don't put all your effort, because I think some of the parents, they get too locked up here. They push them too hard in school. I don't think that's necessary, to be honest. Yeah, I went to school, I learned my things. What's the problem? Yeah, you've got to get a job anyway. I mean, sometimes the parents push, go to Kumon, and then go to Kumon again. And then three crew on the one. They just did. Let them play. You know, I want to do it. You don't need to go to crew on seven times just alone. You know, and what are you going to do with it anyway? You know, you're not probably going to become something in the past. So I think just become, you know, study nicely, learn things, but make sure you put enough time into devotional activities also. Do both. Is it okay? Okay. I didn't ruin your life. You haven't lost all your enthusiasm? Because it is. I went to a school a couple of years ago in Geelong, and this is shows what kind of was like. I think a year 8 or year 9 or year 10, I can't remember, but the kids, like 14 to 16, that kind of thing. And I said, hands up if you had a positive vision of the future in this world. No one put their hand up. That's not good. I mean, you have a positive vision in this world. What do you think of it? Yeah, I know it's a devotee, but I'm talking about the world. Yes, it's like, how crazy is society that the kids don't even have a positive future? That shows how crazy it is. The kids should feel like, this is good and things are going to, people aren't even thinking like that anymore. Sorry to wreck your enthusiasm about the future. But, there's only one good thing. This is what Bhagavad Gita says. Kale doshani hiribhaja asi yeko mahangula ketanade krishnasya mukta sangha parambhrija. You know that verse? There's one good thing, one mahaguna, one good quality. Ketanade krishnasya, chanting about Krishna. There's nothing else. Bhagavad Gita already says it. Okay. So if you have problems, just chant Hare Krishna. Even Prabhupada, you know Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada was in Amsterdam and he was doing a live television appearance, live, being cast. They were doing a yajna and the devotees had no idea what they were doing. Right? So they're making men. Prabhupada was on the piazza, this is live television, people watching. Prabhupada said, becoming angry, hey, don't do like this. You see Prabhupada's on television, live, and he's becoming quite angry and quite disturbed. Now, and then at some point, Prabhupada just kind of goes back like this, like, he's just like, these guys, can't work out what to do. And there's one bhakta standing next to Prabhupada, and he leans over to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada looked at him, Prabhupada went, and then Prabhupada turned and he put his hand in his feet down and Srila Prabhupada. So even Prabhupada, material world's big problem. So at the end of the day, what are the other answers? At the end of the day, what's the answer? Like my brother said, he was in a plane going to Europe, 36,000 feet, and then hit turbulence. But big turbulence, I don't know if you've ever been big. I've never been big, like I've been something, not crazy. But people have told me when you're in there, it's like really crazy, like it's scary. So I said, he's devoted, he's not like it. I said to him, what did you do? He said, what else do you do? He said, you chant Hare Krishna. He was like, hey, Krishna. Or Radha song, he said he was flying in India. The plane was coming in, and then they put on the pilot says, Hare Krishna, everyone. He didn't say that. Everyone, he said, prepare for a crush landing. But imagine that. Imagine the feeling, being in a plane, and the pilot says, okay, the wheels are not opening, prepare. Imagine. So Radha Swami said they were the best rounds of his life. Krishna. But the rest of the plane was going, people, they lose their minds. And Mara said, look at the runway, it was like fire trucks all off the runway, and ambulances all the line. Hare Krishna. So that's enjoyable. At the end of the day, we'll turn the same thing. Only the Holy Name. Is it okay? Chant the Holy Name of the Yahweh. Any other questions, comments in the universe? Okay. We'll see you all next time. Shall we go up on the key?